Call today.
Great Talk Live. We're locked into hour number two. You can take control of the airwaves toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. It's all free. You know those other radio talk show hosts, they want to charge you for access to their websites? We do it for free. Freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, still want to talk about the national security letters, but taking your calls first, of course. Let's talk to Francisco in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Francisco. Francisco?
Yes, hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Well, I haven't called in with a school story for a while, so I figured I'd call in today.
All right.
Well, today I was in my first period class, and the principal announced a lockdown drill, which is basically, you know, we get down on the floor in a corner hoping that we don't get shot if there's anyone in the building.
Right, the madman on campus sort of.
Yes. Okay, well, we pretty much sat there for maybe an hour, and then the principal came on the speakers again and said, could teachers please resume to their normal teaching activities, but please do not allow any students out of the class.
Okay.
We had no idea what was going on.
What if you have to go to the bathroom?
A girl actually had to go to the bathroom, and it was a surprise when a police officer came to the door and escorted her to the bathroom.
Whoa.
So,
wow.
Yeah. So, well, maybe 30 minutes later, they extended our first block class so we wouldn't have to leave the room.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe an hour later, drug dogs came into the classroom.
Oh, man.
It turns out that we had a drug search.
Wow. Is this the first one you've ever been through?
So they used the drill for the madman on campus. What do they call that, a lockdown drill?
Yes.
They used the lockdown drill to camouflage a drug raid on the school?
I guess so.
My God.
That's what happened. And so basically the drug sniffed past the door, and then we were sent to lunch.
Wait, so the dog didn't even come into the room? He just went by the door?
Yeah, this time. And then we were sent to lunch, and during lunch, there were cops all over the lunchroom. We had no idea what was going on, you know? Then we changed classes, and they started calling people down to the office. They basically searched all 250 students.
This is 250 students is the size of your entire high school?
Yeah.
Okay, so relatively small school.
Yeah, but they basically, they didn't get to search the last people because, the day ended before they did.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time I was thinking, if they call me down, I refuse to be searched, you know?
Right.
So,
So you didn't they didn't call you?
No, not me. But a lot of my friends either got arrested for marijuana.
Oh, man.
Suspended because they had cigarettes or a lighter.
A lighter? Suspended
also,
for a lighter?
Yes.
Huh.
Also, they had to, every senior or anyone who could drive a car to school had to open their car and let the drug dogs.
Every single person?
That had a car on the premises had to.
Wow.
Now, we're dealing with this entire high school, so 250 people divided by four, you're looking at, roughly 60-some people, basically, in each grade level, correct?
Around there, yeah. So there aren't that many seniors left, though, maybe 20 at the most.
Wow. You know what? I mean, hello, parents. Do you still want your kids in government schools? Because this is what they're doing with their day. Now, how much learning could possibly have gone on in a day like this?
Oh, basically none. We were just, sitting there wanting to know what's happening.
Now, Mark, as a man who spent 9 years in prison, does this ring any bells?
Well, it has that sort of shakedown, lockdown feel.
Right, don't they check out your bunks and your rooms in prison, that sort of thing?
They do, but usually they don't, unless there's some reason to suspect a dorm or a quad, which would be a portion of a dorm, one quarter of a dorm, go figure, quad and everything.
So they wouldn't do an entire search of the entire facility. They would just target one guy or one room.
The only reason that they would lock down a whole facility would be because there's been some sort of riot.
So in a way, this is actually more restrictive than what's going on.
Yeah, apparently we're worse than prisoners.
Right. Well, I think that the prison guards are just better at it, or lazier. I don't know.
Well, no, it's, well, I don't know if it's necessarily that they're better. The prison guards are targeting certain prisoners for whatever reason. They know that if they search the entire prison, they'd find drugs. They just don't care. They're only targeting certain ones. Whereas these guys, they want to cut as wide a swath as they possibly can to where they can discover as many people with marijuana as they can.
Yep, and this just lays down the foundation for the police state.
This is the police state.
But
and
the
you
students
know
in the classes are being conditioned to think that this is okay.
Good point.
You know what? And I was talking to a lot of my friends that got searched, and they're like, wait, I could say no?
Maybe not.
I don't know if we could say no.
It's your body. You can say no. There's always going to be repercussions.
Right. You can say no. What they do to you after that point, who knows?
Right.
Right, but I was bound on saying no.
You know,
I had nothing on me, but I was.
Yeah, you might as well do it just to see what happens.
Absolutely.
I mean, the worst case scenario is you're suspended or expelled from government school,
right?
And you go on to whatever adult school there is out there. Now, if you're one of these bright minds scholars or whatever, if you've got a scholarship on the line for some state school, that might be an issue. You wouldn't want to lose that by getting expelled. But, the average student, most students don't get those. The average student doesn't really have much to lose because the government's still going to provide them with one of these adult school sort of programs.
Yeah.
Very good. Francisco, any other stories for us?
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I found interesting is that out of the 250 kids, 184 either got arrested or suspended.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Yep.
I'm reeling from that at this point.
They really have a hell of a ratio there. So you're saying that 250, 184.
Well, yeah, but I mean, if you consider it, they arrested people who had lighters,
cigarettes, marijuana,
and also I believe two kids were found with knives. But
right. But, yeah, wait a minute. So they didn't actually get to check all the kids either. There were 250 kids in the school, but they didn't actually search all of the 250 of them. They only got through a portion.
Right. There's something like 66%.
We got to leave before. Everyone searched.
Did everybody come back the next day and the rest of the kids were searched?
This happened today.
This was today. Okay,
yeah.
So basically, you said 184 kids were either suspended or arrested, but how many kids of the 250 were searched? 190?
I'm not sure.
Right, because it wasn't all 250. We know that much. You didn't get checked.
Right, but
what did they do with all these students? I mean, 250 kids out of high school sounds like a relatively small town.
We could not leave the classroom, and they just had to watch us, and they called people down by, 10 people at a time.
Mm-hmm. Was it alphabetical or random?
No, I think it was just random, but it seemed like most of the known druggies and the people who smoked, they were called first.
Now, oh my God! So
yeah.
They had like informants and stuff. Now, my question is this: they still got the vast majority of them. It's something well over. I mean, 180
like
out of 75%
at least of what
180 out of 250 kids, and then not all 250 kids were searched.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Right.
It's an amazing number.
How
to
did
me.
You get that number, Francisco?
Was this all throughout the day or
it was the whole day, man?
By
this
2 o'clock. By 2 o'clock, they had called 150 kids to the office and search them.
Basically, I would say so.
Did word get around? Did you know what was happening at that point?
Oh, yeah, actually.
So kids were still getting caught with lighters and cigarettes and marijuana after they knew?
There was a kid in my class who swallowed a dime bag of pot.
Well,
wow.
Better than getting caught with it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And there was actually a teacher who skipped out. He left during halfway.
The teacher didn't want to get caught with his weed.
No, he looks like a stunner. I'll
tell you what, I've known teachers.
Sure.
I've known government school teachers who are pot smokers.
Right, and he just left. We had no idea why. We didn't, he just left.
Wow, that's an incredible story.
Hopefully he doesn't get fired for leaving.
Thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you. Let us know if there are any further ramifications on this, if that happens. 800-259-9231.
That's just absolutely stunning. I don't even know what to say.
What do you do with that story?
I like Toby's point that it's conditioning. You know, this is getting the kids ready for their adult life where inevitably the next terrorism attack's going to happen, mm-hmm. and then the government's just going to say, that's time to expand the security state. Now we're going to need random roadblocks. And then, of course, these kids that are used to having their bags searched and their pockets checked at school are just going to feel like, this is like being in school, but bigger. It's like, you know, more control, no big deal, I'm used to this.
Most people don't know their rights, and this is just how they get taken away.
1-800-259-9231, and of course nobody understands rights, because the government teaches them. You can take control of the airwaves, bring up anything at 800-259-9231. National security letters, threats, your calls as well. This is your show, it's Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military-issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easy to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Your show, you take control. This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are completely free, and that does include the shrine as well as the bulletin board system, the studio cam, and more. We give it all away, freetalklive.com. Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? Well, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep those clients too. SACL CAI. Check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. Once again, their number 800-544-6359. To the phones, to the fun. Mike in New Orleans. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Toby, and Mark.
Hey, how you doing?
Great, Mike. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, first off, I want to say what they're doing to these kids in these government schools is sick.
It's despicable.
As long as the state has control of our kids for the first, 12 years of education, I don't think we're going to be able to get a leg up on them,
I completely agree. It's going to be a major undertaking getting the state out of schooling, but once we're successful at it, our kids will be so much better off.
Yeah. But what I wanted to talk about was, I was listening to a show a few weeks ago, and you and Mark were talking about people driving while high and drunk.
Okay.
And no offense to Mark, but I usually take Ian's side on issues. But on this particular one, I think that you missed a fundamental concept as far as judging whether to pull people over or prosecute them for being drunk or high, which is threat. I think libertarians should be open to, catching people before they actually commit an act of aggression against someone else. And if you wait till they actually hit somebody, or they're actually drive into a tree or whatever they're going to do, then they've put a threat onto someone, a threat of aggression onto someone else.
Several times on this show that I support the road owners, whether it be, unfortunately, government or a private agency. I support road owners' right to be able to enforce whatever rules they want. I would prefer to see a rule about just dangerous driving. If someone is driving dangerously, then they should be prohibited from doing that, whether it's driving while tired or driving while drunk or driving while high or whatever.
Okay. What about if their reaction time is slowed? So even though they look like they're driving normally, because of the fact that they're drunk, once that comes to that split decision,
there's no way. How on earth are you going to be able to determine that from outside of their vehicle? Now you're just paving the way for random stops and random pullovers and checkpoints.
As people get older, their reaction time goes down too. So, how are you supposed to judge how much someone's reaction time went down?
All right.
Right, if my reaction time's down and I'm accommodating that by not following as closely, then it doesn't matter.
But here's another area that you're not looking at. What if the person gets in a wreck? Mm-hmm. What if the person gets in a wreck and somebody dies? Now, there was no cop there to see whether they were driving hindered. There's no. How can you say that's true? But then somebody comes on the scene and says, you look like you might be stoned. And then they, so they give them a field sobriety test or whatever. And now you have somebody who, for all intents and purposes, was very legal, but driving impaired.
Okay, so insurance companies.
Really, the law is filled with all sorts of judgment decisions like that, where you have to say, we can't set a specific line, but we know that when people are driving drunk, it's a threat. It's something we all know.
I understand that, but it's not appropriate to set up checkpoints in order to determine if someone is driving drunk. If you have an accident, then insurance companies will have an interest. I presume we're talking about a world where there's no government involved in the roads. But if you've got that situation, then insurance companies are not going to cover you if you test positive for drugs and alcohol. So the insurance companies, it'll be in your insurance agreement instead of, the government mandating that you have to take their little blood alcohol content test. Well, if you want to be an insured driver, you'll have to agree and say, hey, I'm not going to drive drunk, and I submit or I agree that I will submit to any sort of testing that you guys require me to should I get into an accident to prove the fact that I'm not driving drunk.
And then what you've got is
this. What if they say no? If they say no, then you're not allowed on the road?
If who says no?
Say you can't get insured to drive. This is a slight problem I have with the anarcho-capitalist position. Say you can't get insured to drive, then you're stuck in your house, right?
Have you heard of bicycles?
You wouldn't be insured to access any private roads.
Have you heard of bicycles? Have you heard of taxi cabs, buses, carpooling?
Yeah.
There's plenty of options out there for people that aren't allowed on the roadways.
All right, well put.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You were going to say something about it, Mark.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be far worse than the system that we have.
What
you're talking about.
Why?
What you're claiming is that now insurance companies won't cover this person for...
Should they?
What do you mean?
Are you saying the insurance companies should cover drunk driving accidents?
Well,
they should pay out to the victim.
If they're drunk, if their drunk driver hit me, they darn sure should.
Right, you should get the payment, but the drunk shouldn't get any sort of
Why would they get any assistance anyway?
They shouldn't.
Okay, fine.
Then
they don't, and then they don't get insured after that.
Okay.
Then they never drive again.
And your point is what?
What? But that's a really great system you got there. No forgiveness ever.
I didn't suggest that, and I didn't say that would be how it would pan out. If that's what you thought I was saying, then I'm sorry. No, I would think that the insurance companies would want to have some sort of forgiveness system because they would want the money. Don't you think?
They may.
They just raise their rates.
I don't know. The whole idea of roads in an anarcho-capitalist society is a big muddled mess. I'm sure it would work itself out.
Well, yeah, right. It would work out because people in search of profit would do what they needed to do to make it work.
It's pure speculation at this point. We don't know what would happen. What the free market makes might be more restrictive or less restrictive than what we have now. It's pure speculation at this point.
Well, you're right about that. It could be more restrictive than what we have now because it would depend, for the first time ever, on consumer demand. It would depend on what people wanted. So if what people want is the most restricted safety roads that we could possibly have, then that's what they would get. In fact, I was thinking about this the other night.
Now, who's mandating that you have insurance?
Nobody mandates it here in New Hampshire.
Well, what I'm saying is, I'm the drunk driver. I get a wreck in your anarcho-capitalist society with, somebody who's, on a privately owned road, and I don't have any insurance.
So what about it?
Well, what happens?
Well, if you don't have insurance, then hopefully the other driver actually has insurance.
Has an uninsured driver.
Has uninsured driver's insurance.
I have full coverage. I like to keep that because I believe that the world's too dangerous to not have it.
So the other driver's protected, and road owners can certainly... I mean, if this becomes a rampant problem, road owner and people are demanding protection from these uninsured drivers, then the road owners will have to figure out a way to protect people, whether it be the little easy pass thing, scanning people as they come onto the road to make sure that they're insured and protected. Mm-hmm. Whatever, the technology's there to implement all that. Like, the technology's there to the point where this would very easily be possible, these sorts of systems.
Could have two roads. We could have a drunk road and a safe road.
1-800-259-9231. You let the marketplace handle it, and things are going to be different, for sure. But I think they'd be better. In fact, I thought recently that, when floods and things like that happen, the government usually freaks out and doesn't know what to do. Can you imagine the road owners that have a financial interest in having people continuing to drive on their roads? They might figure out ways to block flowing water and that sort of thing. Who knows? It'd be creative. More on the way. You take control. Bring up anything. It is Free Talk Live.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on Earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your Tornado unit today. Or visit TornadoAir.com.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
Do you know the fastest way to learn a new language?
Memorization?
We always did translation.
Is it drill?
The world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language is Rosetta Stone software. It doesn't waste your time with tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Instead, it teaches you a new language the same way you learned your first language. And right now, you can experience it for yourself because Rosetta Stone is offering a free demo CD-ROM. Check out the easiest, fastest way to learn the language of your choice. For the free CD-ROM, call 1-800-441-3955. Discover what U.S. diplomats, NASA, and over 10,000 schools already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a language, guaranteed. Choose from 29 languages and request your free CD-ROM today. You'll be amazed at what you learn. Just call 1-800-441-3955. Request your free CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone by calling 1-800-441-3955. That's 1-800-441-3955.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up anything toll-free. 800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That is the Packet 8.net toll-free line for you. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. There's a wiki there, over 1,200 pages. Created by listeners like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. See what I mean by heading over to wiki. That's wiki.freetalklive.com.
The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as the Pork Fest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Pork Fest, you'll be able to tour New Hampshire on special FSP tour buses or on your own, and hear and discuss the progress and future of the Free State Project. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com.
Now, I want to block off a little bit of time here so we can actually get through this story from the Washington Post, written by a man who, well, we don't know who he is. It's an anonymous letter. And the reason why it's anonymous is because this man is deathly afraid of what the federal government might do to him.
Well, it's also against the law for him to, it's against the law for him to speak out.
Hence, he's afraid of what he might, you know, what might happen were he to actually break said law and come out and reveal who he is. Now, the consequences this man has seen from this national security letter are just stunning, and this is a story that has to be told. He's talking about the national security letters, and I think he actually explains in the actual letter what it is. So let's just jump into it.
The Justice Department's Inspector General revealed on March 9th that the FBI has been systematically abusing one of the most controversial provisions of the U.S. Patriot Act, the expansion power to issue national security letters. It no doubt surprised most Americans to learn that between 2003 and 2005, the FBI issued more than 140,000 specific demands under this provision. Demands issued without showing probable cause, or prior judicial approval to obtain potentially sensitive information about U.S. citizens and residents. It did not, however, come as any surprise to me. Now, me is going
the
to
author.
Remain. Yeah, he or she is going to remain anonymous throughout this, so don't listen trying to figure out who it is.
Right.
3 years ago, I received a national security letter in my capacity as the president of a small internet access consulting business. This letter ordered me to provide sensitive information about one of my clients. There was no indication that that a judge had reviewed or approved the letter, and it turned out that none had. The letter came with a gag provision that prohibited me from telling anyone, including my client, that the FBI was seeking this information.
Now, let's stop down here and point out how this is nothing more than a gang of thugs enforcing their will on innocent people. If I wrote up a piece of paper, an 8.5 by 11, put the Free Talk Live logo at the top of it, and wrote confidential at the top and sent it to you and, you know, demanded that you tell me how much money you earn every year or whatever other factoid I wanted to know, and at the bottom of the letter told you that I was going to kick your butt if you told anybody about the letter, how would that make you feel?
Threatened?
Yeah, it's a threat. I mean, that's what these letters are.
Of course, if I saw a picture of you, I'd be amused.
That's what these letters are. They are strange people sending threats out to other strangers. And, they, of course, people comply with them because they know these strangers that have sent this particular letter are indeed violent individuals who have no compunction against throwing you into a prison cell should you not follow their orders. And that's all these things are. They're just threats. And it's disgusting that it's happening in the so-called land of the free. Your thoughts at 800-259-9231.
Based on the context of the demand, a context that the FBI still won't let me discuss publicly, I suspected that the FBI was abusing its power and that the letter sought information to which the FBI was not entitled. Rather than turn over the information, I contacted lawyers at the American Civil Liberties Union, and in April 2004, I filed a lawsuit challenging the constitutionality of the NSL, that's National Security Letter, power. I never released the information the FBI sought, and last November the FBI decided that it no longer needs the information anyway. But the FBI still hasn't abandoned the gag order, which prevents me from disclosing my experience and concerns with the law or the national security letter that was served on my company. It doesn't need the information anymore, but
shut up!
Yeah, you can't talk about it. In fact, the government will... Is this the government by the people? I'm sorry.
No, this is a government of a gang of people enforcing their way on others.
If it was ever a government by the people, it certainly isn't now. In fact, the government will return to court in the next few weeks to defend the gag orders that are imposed on recipients of these letters, including himself, or him or herself.
Mm-hmm. They're saying we need secrecy.
Yep. Living under the gag order has been stressful and surreal. Under the threat of criminal prosecution, I must hide all aspects of my involvement in the case, including the mere fact that I received an NSL. From my colleagues, my family, and my friends. When I
What's that? What's that? Oh, nothing. Nothing. You can't tell anybody anything.
You can't tell them anything. And imagine the kind of stress that you have not being able to tell you. I don't know if wife would be included in this just because of laws that would be that sort of allow.
He says he can't tell his girlfriend.
Oh, well, it says girlfriend. You're right. Well, I guess he doesn't have a wife. But what about your kids or your parents? You can't share this information.
No, you can't.
When I meet with my attorneys, I can't tell my girlfriend where I'm going or where I've been. Now imagine what kind of stress that puts on the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I can't tell you where I'm going.
But why?
Like, I can't tell you why.
I can't tell you why. Yep.
But what are you going to see? I can't tell you. I'm sorry. I mean, you know, this is not good stuff for a relationship.
No, not
this
at
is
all.
Not good for this man's life.
But it's good for national security, Mark, so we need secrecy.
I hide any papers related to the case in a place where she will not look. When clients and friends ask me whether I'm the one challenging the constitutionality of the NSL statute, I have no choice but to look them in the eye and lie. I don't see that he has no choice. He could say, I'm sorry, I just can't tell you.
Mm.
But either way, he feels compelled to lie, and I can see why he does. He or she, I don't know. It says girlfriend.
Yeah, there's a scary gang out there.
He says girlfriend, which makes it more likely to me that it's male, but by no means a guarantee. I resent being conscripted as a secret informer for the government and being made to mislead those who are close to me, especially because I have doubts about the legitimacy of the underlying investigation.
Right? Can you imagine? Right. He immediately his red flags went up. He said, okay. The FBI is asking me secretly for this information. And that's a red flag going up saying, okay, well, if they can't go through some sort of regular process to do this, maybe they don't really need it, maybe they're asking me for unreasonable reasons or whatever, you can't even you can't do anything about it. Because of the gag order, if you disagree with what's going on, you want to challenge what's going on, you cannot do it. They won't. They're going to charge you with something should you reveal that you've gotten this letter. Should you reveal that you have the intention to challenge the content of the letter. It's a completely, it's almost an unassailable item, this letter, when it's sent to you. You can't touch it. You can't mention it. You can't challenge it.
Not without being in big trouble.
This is so scary that this is happening here in America.
The Inspector General's report makes clear that the NSL gag order,
National Security Letter.
Thank you. I was considering doing that myself. have been more pernicious. Have even more pernicious effects. Without the gag orders issued on recipients of the letters, it is doubtful that the FBI would have been able to abuse the NSL power the way it did. Some recipients would have spoken out about perceived abuses, and the FBI's actions would have been subject to some degree of public scrutiny.
Mm-hmm.
To be sure, not all recipients would have spoken out. The Inspector General's report suggests that the large telecom companies have been all too willing to share sensitive data with the agency. In at least one case, a telecom company gave, that's telecommunications in case anybody wonders, I always wondered what that meant, or I wondered for a period of time what that meant, gave the FBI even more information than it asked for. But recipients would have called attention to abuses and some would have been deterred. I found it particularly difficult to be silent about my concerns while Congress was debating the reauthorization of the Patriot Act. Now, imagine, he's sitting here with one of these NSLs hanging over his head, mm-hmm. and he can't speak out against the re-upping of the Patriot Act in 2005.
Right.
If I hadn't been under a gag order, I would have been contacting members of Congress to discuss my experiences and to advocate changes in the law. The Inspector General's report confirms that Congress lacked a complete picture of the problem during a crucial time, even though the NSL statute requires the director of the FBI to fully inform members of the House and Senate about all requests issued under the statute.
And yep. Now that's what's happening. The FBI director is saying, okay, yeah, we stepped outside of the boundaries, sent some of these we weren't supposed to send, but we're not going to do it again, so trust us. Let us keep doing this. And sounds like they might. More on the way, more details on the NSL situation. Your freedoms are at stake here. It's Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024 and ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Whatever you want, toll free at 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
That is the Packet 8.net toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free. We do ask you voluntarily support the show by buying some stuff at store.freetalklive.com. We've got Free Talk Live t-shirts and hats. We've got DVD collector's sets, classic archives. We've also got the Free Marketeer flag. Free bumper stickers all there at store.freetalklive.com. Once again, store.freetalklive.com. We're talking about what is a very, very frightening story. It's told in the first person from a man who received recently a national security letter. I say recently, I think he reveals later that it's been 3 years since he received it. And as he points out, the FBI sends these so-called NSLs out, national security letters out, that request certain information, usually about a client or, you know, something about their business or whatever it is they want. They request that information from them and says that if they reveal that they even received the national security letter, they could be punished. If they mention to anyone that they have read this letter, they could be punished. And I want to know, and I looked in, on Wikipedia to see if there's any sort of information or suggestion or whatever. Nobody knows, except for this guy, and he doesn't mention it in his letter here, because probably that would be a revealing...
violation of the national security letter itself.
Right. It'd be revealing the actual content of the letter. There's no way to tell what the threat is. You know, when you get a something from the IRS and they, you know, there's a signature form down at the bottom that says, well, I swear and affirm that this is true to the best of my knowledge and I'll be charged with a felony if I'm wrong.
Right.
And then you can go look up the statutes and it says, well, you get 5 years for this felony or whatever. You know what the threat is. In this case, we've no way of identifying what exactly it is that they're trying to leverage against this person. Whatever it is, it must be pretty frightening. Right. It's not just a misdemeanor, because if it was just like a misdemeanor, somebody would have the courage to say, hey, I'm revealing the content of this national security letter.
Right. If it was, I don't know, a $500 fine or 30 days in jail, this person might, I mean, they took the time to write this letter to the Washington Post, and they, to some extent, they endangered themselves just by being anonymous.
Totally.
So I think that this person would probably take the danger of 30 days in jail or $500 fine.
But they haven't. So it must be something awfully scary.
Now, would you recommend that this person come out and just say what was in the NSL letter?
You know, it's tough, man. They're scary. They're a scary gang. I mean, he's got a girlfriend. He's probably got a, we know he's got a business.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a livelihood.
I feel like they did a lot here in coming out in this anonymous format.
I think he's done as much as he feels like he can do, and I think that whatever he's done is right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nobody else has done any of this, so I congratulate him for that.
This is the worst kind of police state. This is secret police. At least with a police state where there's police in the streets and stuff, it's visible.
You know,
but this is secretive.
We were talking in one of the breaks in the past is, in the comparison of what we've currently got or what we're on the way to and Nazi Germany. Well, they're not currently throwing anybody into the gas chambers and nobody's going into the ovens here in the United States.
Right.
And I think that that's the real difference between what we've got going and what the Nazis had going. I mean, there was some, there's definitely some police state stuff happening in the United States, and I think they may have learned. Because what did the Nazis really get by gassing people? Nothing.
People got mad.
Right. That's what really got everybody upset with them. That's why everybody hates the Nazis.
Mm-hmm.
Because they were gassing Jews and Jehovah's Witnesses and gay people and God knows who else.
Everyone loved them when they were just locking people up.
Right. Everybody was following the rules until they...
Law and order.
You know, all those things were fine. Now, we already have the most people locked up of any nation in the world.
We do. Any developed nation, yeah.
And I think that any nation at all, I mean...
Maybe.
I can't imagine that an undeveloped nation can afford to keep people locked up.
I would think you're probably right.
So I think that they've got themselves a really nice system here. They're taxing us to, at the tune of, depending on who you believe, 50 to 75%.
Okay.
75 seems high, but if you really want to question it, you got to call in and I'll go for it. But let's say 60%. They're taxing us to the tune of 60% of our labor. And, they're locking some people up. Well, those people are just a reason for us to pay taxes. We have to pay taxes on those people. They're not really...
And Americans aren't outraged by this.
No, they're not.
They're not outraged by the 700,000...
The Germans weren't outraged by the Nazis.
Correct.
The most... One of the most educated and industrialized nations on the planet was not outraged by the Nazis because they didn't know about the gas chambers. If our government gets more... constrictive than the Nazis were, but doesn't go to the gas chambers, what's that going to be like for us?
How long will it go for?
I think that more people are going to be getting letters like this one.
Yeah. Nobody's going to... I can tell you something. That nobody... We talk about the World War II issue sometimes. In fact, we have Don on over the weekend. We got into it with him, this sort of old Korean War vet. The idea that everything America does is right. If America's fighting in a war, it must be for freedom. And, of course, when we talk about how, well, if America hadn't gotten into World War I, then... Hitler probably would have never risen to power, and we never would have had him gotten into World War II anyway. And people, when you bring up World War II and America not getting into it, they get all uppity. They get all upset. What? Don't you care about the Jewish people? Don't you care about all the people Hitler slaughtered? Sure, that's bad. Hitler was a bad guy.
And
I'm not saying you shouldn't have gone
over. We didn't get in for that reason.
That's correct. I'm not saying that people shouldn't have been able to go over and fight and try to fight against Hitler on their own. You certainly should be free to do that. But my question would be, if we started, we, meaning the government, if the government started locking people up, say, Muslims, maybe immigrants,
Mexicans,
illegals, if the government started locking, and I think it's more likely to happen with so-called illegals than it is Muslims, at least first. And so if they started locking up just lots and lots of illegals into what are essentially concentration camps, but they aren't gassing them, how long would it go on for until somebody decided to, do something about it?
If your goal,
it would keep going.
If your goal is power, money, and a bigger government, it makes more sense to keep the people in prison than it does to gas them.
That's correct, because you need more money.
And that's what politicians want. They want power, money, and bigger government.
And also, Toby, you and I have been making some phone calls recently on the medical marijuana issue here in New Hampshire.
That's right.
And you'd mentioned to me that the biggest objection you heard was that these guys are scared S-less of the federal government.
That's right. They think the federal government's been marching into places like California that has legalized marijuana for medical purposes, and people are scared of it. They see what's happening there, and apparently they don't want to stand up to the federal
government. This constant show of force on the part of the government, which is, of course, what government is just getting more and more brazen as time goes on. This constant show of force has gotten to the point where it's not tipping people against the government. It's not making people stand up and say, no, I've had enough of this. It's making people cower. People are frightened to death of what's going on in this country. They're scared of standing up and saying something about it. They're scared of being targeted. They're scared of being retaliated against. And it's really just stunning what's going on. You had said this was a chilling article.
I've just been sitting back listening to it because I don't even know what to say.
It's just amazing this is happening. Actually, there's a few more words in the article.
And the anonymous author goes on. I recognize that there are many... that there may sometimes be a need for secrecy in certain national security investigations, but I've now been under a broad gag order for 3 years, and other national security letter recipients have been silenced for even longer. At some point, a point we passed long ago, the secrecy itself becomes a threat to our democracy.
I'll correct him on a few things, and that is that the democracy is a threat to our freedom in the first place, so it's inevitable that it's gotten to this point. But go ahead.
In the wake of recent revelations, I believe more strongly than ever that the secrecy surrounding the government's use of national security letters power is unwarranted and dangerous. I hope the Congress will at last recognize the same thing.
It's completely screwed up this man's life. And he's the one that we're hearing from.
And he's only gotten a letter. I mean, we hear
this
cases
person,
like Jose Padilla, who's been locked up for the past 4 years or so.
I want to talk about that coming up here in hour number three. This power the government has, again, just created for itself, because it just does what it wants to. That's what we pointed out earlier. It just keeps doing whatever it wants. And then, you know, if it gets caught breaking its own rules, it says, and I'm saying it, and meaning any bureaucrat that's questioned. The bureaucrat will say, oh, we're so sorry. We won't do it again. You trust us, right? And so they just keep doing it, and they keep taking steps until finally everybody's just so frightened of them that nobody calls them out.
And here we are making more alphabet soup agencies, which are completely unconstitutional in the first place.
Well, I'm not making any new agencies.
Well, we as in the government.
The government.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a constitutional scholar, but I didn't see any provisions in there saying the federal government's allowed to set up the CIA and the FBI and probe into our lives like this.
It's all unconstitutional. But it's gone so far outside of the Constitution without having anybody call it into check, without having anybody question it, that I don't know if it can be reined back in at this point. I really don't. It's either going to have to, I think it's going to either fall in and collapse upon itself, as the Soviet Union has done, as so many other empires have done over time. When that will happen, though, I don't know. And I certainly hope that somebody can secede before it goes down. More on the way. Hour 3's coming up. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.